This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
It actually means the world to me because here is a guy that on most nights doesn't get rewarded for what he does. But for what he did for all his teammates is something that in the era he played was so important. Because he knew, you know, why and when, he did it for a long time. I mean, you look at his career, pretty impressive. And he's got a lot of teammates that can just say, thanks, Razor. I appreciate what you did.
That's Lindy Ruff setting up tonight's Rob Ray Sabres Hall of Fame induction. Doors open at 5. Ceremony begins at 6:05. Pin set commemorating Rob's career. And tonight, first 10,000 in the building received that. We look forward to seeing you here. Sabres.com/tickets. Our pregame coverage, our pre-ceremony coverage begins at 6 on MSG. Longtime Buffalo broadcaster, Sabres broadcaster in the mid-90s, original voice of the Nashville Predators, tonight's opponent. Yes, there is a game. Pete Weber yes. is with us here. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. Thank you
it's
very
great
much,
to see
Shepard.
You, Pete.
And here's the thing. Yes, you have to have an opponent for these games. It really is necessary. But in the early years of the Predators, we were always the giveaway night.
Really?
Yes, always. We go to St. Louis. You have certain Pepsi bottles or cans. You can get in for a discounted price because the Predators are coming to town. And that, so it's changed a little bit over the time.
Oh, has it ever? Yeah. I tell Marty this all the time. Like, the one thing that I've loved about watching the evolution of the Predators franchise is since 05-06, like top six in the NHL in regular season winning percentage, they have just been so consistently good. The challenges are there. Yes, you're going through it this season.
Right.
But, you know what? It's been remarkable. You've been a part of it from the start. And you've also always had the incredible appreciation of every sport that you've been connected with. You yeah. are an encyclopedia of everything that has to do
Pressure's
with an
going
event.
On right now.
No, like statistically, storytelling-wise, historical context within the sport. And I think it's amazingly perfect that Nashville is the opponent tonight, that mm-hmm. you're here because you respect Rob, you respect yep. this organization, you love this city. What a treat it must be for you to be able to come back and be a part of this tonight.
And especially when you consider a couple years ago, we were here for RJ night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was very, very special also. I can't think of two people I think more highly of than those two individuals. And RJ, my Lord, those stories would probably fill up 15 books.
Oh, wow. 15 for sure. But you have a special personal connection with Rob Ray.
Yeah.
Because the night that Razor scored his first NHL goal, you were busy doing something else.
Yes. That was the day I was married to Claudia. October 21, 1989. So to answer the question, no, I was not in Pittsburgh for the game.
Yeah.
But it was that era where I watched the goal later on my VCR.
Okay, yes.
Where was the wedding?
The wedding was at Rich's Renaissance, the R&D.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
The
on Niagara.
There on Niagara, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good spot. Okay. You know, we heard Lindy Ruff talk about Rob Ray.
Yeah.
And we talk about Razor's goal. By the way, tonight, the 50-50 is going to be a guaranteed jackpot of $32,000 for Razor, right?
Told him he should have worn 99.
Well, maybe. But you know what else? I can't believe I didn't look it up until today, really. But Razor finished with 3,207 penalty minutes in the regular season.
Yes.
3,200 penalty minutes for the number 32. It's pretty fitting. Which penalty from Rob Ray do you like most? The slashing in 2001 or the fighting in 97? You've seen a lot of those.
I have seen an awful lot of them. And I really think that of all of Razor's penalties, the one that was most painful was the night when he fought Tony Twist in St. Louis and broke his orbital bone in that one. But that's where they always tell you, immediately apply ice. Well, he was face down on the ice, so that was taken care of almost instantaneously.
Oh, I wish he could hear this right now, just the way you're taking a shot at him.
No, I'm not taking a shot. Tony Twist took the shot at him.
Yeah, but he did that to many other guys.
Yes,
we saw the video of him knocking out Dennis Bonvy and then doing the out like a boxer thing. We showed a fight against Dennis Vial where those two went at it with Ottawa and Buffalo. And obviously Ty Domi, we've seen that before. You
Ty Domi one night in Kitchener in a preseason game. He went right after him in the bench that night. And then there was the night Seymour and Norty were inducted into the Sabres Hall of Fame at the Odd that last season. The puck had not yet hit the ice, and lined up for the opening faceoff was Rob Ray on one side, and the other side was sort of a large fellow from Indiana who played forward for the Montreal Canadiens, who you might recall him being in a bit of a thing with Marty McSorley years later.
Oh, I'm blanking on who with the Montreal Canadiens.
Donald Brashear.
Oh, really? Oh, yes. That was a tough.
I don't think. I think the puck.
Oh, the thing with Marty McSorley is the slash in the back of the head. Yeah. Yes. Oh boy, Donald Brashear was tough, and Razor never backed down from anybody.
No. And then I wanted to ask Brad May. There was a great story from my friends in Los Angeles about a night at a game here when, you know, Ted Nolan was coaching and the Sabres had all those guys that you looked up to from the bench.
They were the boxer's robe in the locker room. You knew which ones were the tough guys.
Yeah. Well, Brad May was accused of the LA Times of breaking one of the Kings forward's fists with his face.
Mayday's face is too strong, too hard. So.
Big head.
Overwhelmed the King's fist.
Well, I mean, you mentioned Bobby Bugner and Brad May and those guys. I think Bobby Bugner was a tough customer.
Yes.
But when he was behind Ray, May, there was even Barnaby, there was other guys there. Like, Bobby, I think, in his career was like 1-90 in fights. Like, he won one fight out of his career, but he was still a tough guy, but he had to fight tougher competition.
Do you remember the night at the Odd with Philadelphia and Garceau?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Matt was playing possum face down on the ice in the face-off circle.
Never.
Yeah, and Snow went over and jabbed at him. And Matthew sprung up, pulled off Snow's mask, and started pummeling his face.
Yeah. Somehow Garceau got involved in a few fights.
You had – were you calling the Nashville game just on the Western trip when they had three fights in
Unfortunately, no. I've cut back on my traveling.
Yeah.
So I'm only doing 8 road games now this year.
Yeah.
But, three fights – almost boom.
Yeah, because Marty and I were doing a Sabres game then, and we're looking at look what's going on in
every second. There was a second fight after a goal. There was three in a row.
Yeah.
And then those two games, by the way. Oh, okay.
What? Crazy games. Nashville
crazy
won both.
Games. Like,
how about down 5-1 in the second period and win 7-5?
I know. That was nuts.
Yeah.
But then we the next game, letting San Jose come back in the game. So I'm asking you right here. I know we're talking about Razor, but is this the type of game? And unfortunately, the Sabres have scored first many times, have allowed teams to come back in games and win. Whoever scores first tonight doesn't really matter, right?
No,
those two teams are.
It absolutely does not. And I'm thinking, yeah, the Sabres have twice this season scored seven in a game,
yeah,
including the most recent. Mm-hmm. That was an incredible game to watch at home that night. Thank you guys for your work and for Marty patronizing the top dog stand upstairs here. I thought that was...
I may have to go get another one tonight before
only
the
one?
Game. Well, yes, because I got one last time. If I had gotten two, I would have definitely gotten two today. Although it was a long one, I split it in half. It felt like two hot dogs.
Yes.
That was good.
I bet it did. I bet it did.
It was a razor, though, that... Well, he didn't pay for it. He said he put it on my bill, but still, he was the one that provided the hot dogs.
I find a mild irony in the big news from the NHL today. Salary cap.
Oh, my goodness.
So what is Rob known for? Entertaining, right?
Yes.
Bringing fans out of their seats.
Yes.
In today's world, we would call it generating revenue.
Yeah.
So on the day we talk about Rob going into the Sabres Hall of Fame, and there's all this hype and excitement and everything, it's like, oh, in a related story, the salary cap is going to rise the next 3 years.
Number 32 is a revenue stream.
He is a revenue stream. And you'll appreciate this. A few years back, probably half a dozen now with my memory, we were doing like a Tucks and Pucks night.
Yeah, yeah.
And Razor, everything wasn't fitting quite properly. And he ended up, he had this T-shirt that he wore under the Tucks jacket. And it was league minimum. And yep. I was like, this is the best T-shirt because Rob always tells the story about at the end of every summer, Darcy Vergeer and Larry Carrière would say, you know, there's really not much money left, like, because we've already done all our signings. So this is the offer.
This is what's
left. Rob would just sign up and take it and take it and take it. And I just thought he's so playful that this was a perfect representation of how he kind of lived his NHL career. He's proud that he stayed in it for, quote unquote, league minimum.
Yeah.
And he loves to, you know.
Well, for years, there was the story, too, that he had an incentive clause for seven goals in a season. And one night he thought that John Muckler was not fairly dispensing playing time.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because he didn't want him to hit it.
He didn't want to get to seven.
Gosh.
He did get to 41. He got and one in Ottawa.
It's funny you say that because I've got the all-time penalty minute leaders in front of me here. Tiger Williams first at almost 4,000. Dale Hunter, 3,500. Ty Domi, 3,500. Marty McSorley, 3,300. Probert, 3,300. Razor, 3,200. All the others on that list scored a lot more goals than Razor did.
Yes.
Now, obviously, we know of Dale Hunter as a Hall of Fame-type player based on, you know, the production, 300 goals, 1,000 points. But, like, Tiger scored 240, Domi scored 104, McSorley 108. Granted, he played with Gretzky, you know, and Bob Probert 163, which is part of why Probert became the legend that he was early on. It was like, oh my gosh, how can you be the toughest guy in the league and score as much as he was doing?
Well, even a guy like Chris Simon, the 1 year was trying to get to 40, right, with the Washington Capitals. But that goes back to what Lindy Ruff said when we first started the segment: is Rob knew when and why and how, and that's what kept him in the league that long, because he wasn't going to go out there and get you a goal. And if he did, that was fine. But what Rob did enhanced and made everybody else around him better.
Made him
and
braver.
He played that long.
Yeah. Made him much more effective players by what he did. Yes.
Well, how much would you... Okay, so you talked about the salary cap. So this year, the salary cap is 88.5. Next year, we'll go up to 95.5. In 2 years, 104. And in 3 years, this is going to be a lot, $113.5 million.
And so, this is plus or minus a little bit. These are
assessments,
projections right now. There is wiggle room, so we need to put that out there. But the fact that all parties involved are boldly putting this out here the way they are as of today gives you a real indication of just how accurate they believe these projections to be.
So I'm asking, what would be the price for a Rob Ray type of player now, when you said that he made league minimum for years? If you could have that guy, that impact, that protector, guardian, whatnot, that'd be a couple million. Like, it would be at least a couple million.
Easily.
I mean, he would go to arbitration, just have to stand up in front of the arbitrator and say, you see everybody out here? They all can play because of me.
Because of me, yes.
Yeah, so I think Razor did well, but I'm just saying, in today's game, you don't see that guy anymore. And if there's one that can do it, people would line up for a guy like him.
Pete Weber is with us here as we're rolling on Sabres Live here, getting set for Razor's induction into the Sabres Hall of Fame tonight. Because you are and always have been a historian of the game, and you've been in Nashville for so long, which, as it has turned out, it ends up being one of the great success stories in NHL expansion history. I don't think that can be debated at all. And we're sitting here talking about revenues and salary cap. Like, how do you view the National Hockey League? How healthy is it? What do you see in the NHL's future? Like, I'm really curious to hear your thoughts on all this.
I think it's extremely healthy, and I think part of that we've seen when Craig Leopold established the franchise. He had to put the $80 million up for the expansion fee.
Not the $1
billion. In 98. And then it was difficult. Things were closing down. Revenue streams were not going that well for the Preds. And he had to put the club up for sale. We know the Jim Balsillie story that came out of all of that, where it looked like I was going to be moving back here so I could commute to Hamilton. But then the local ownership people came in. And now, yesterday, they announced that they're going to pay whatever it takes to get a WNBA team to play in our building. And that, I think, is as good an indicator of how well things are going there right now. And then they've also, they're offering to build a practice facility specifically for the WNBA team.
Now, I remember going to Nashville my first few years, and it was like, what are we doing? There's nothing to do here, right?
Yeah,
and now it's Nash Vegas, right? It's like the place to go. The building is buzzing. But it's still Nashville. It's still, it's not Toronto, Montreal, Vancouver, New York, Chicago, Philly. Like, it's still Nashville. When the cap goes to 113.5 in 3 years, are they a team that's going to spend 113.5, or do you think they're going to have their internal cap and they say, hey, we're going to stay at 105 or 106? Because it's still Nashville, Tennessee. It's not New York City.
Can't predict, but I do think that they are now in the realm where they are spending to the cap, Just ask Barry Trotz, who walked across here a while ago, and spending to the cap. And I think they probably will stick with that because the cap is related to revenues. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty well tied in. That is a little bit different than when the Predators started, and the Detroit Red Wings power play was making three times the overall Predators payroll.
Well, yeah, I mean, we talked about the introduction of the cap in 05-06, and the ceiling was 39
million.
And the floor was 21.
Yeah.
And who's going to get to the floor?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Like, these are real questions moving
forward.
Some
guys made money that year because of that, because they're like teams that had to go to the floor. Now
We put Steve Sullivan on long-term injured reserve because we had to get to the floor.
Yeah.
You also didn't take the Lamorello approach with a bunch of the guys in New Jersey that got sent to Albany. McGillney, McGillness, all that. Anyway, Pete, enjoy tonight.
Thank you
for being here today and celebrating Rob Ray's induction.
Enjoy your time in Buffalo with the wife and everybody that's here.
Claudia's here, and she's ready to go. I'm going to take her out to a big-time lunch at Ted's.
Oh, amazing. That's great. Hot dogs. It always is about the hot dogs.
Yes, it is.
Perfect. We're back after this. It's Razor's induction night. Stay with us on Sabres Live.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.